All right, let's get into it. Today, we're covering the top 7 key facts about the hit TV series The Boys. Welcome to Cliff Notes 7 to Know. I'm Cliff Notes. Here's the deal. You'll learn 7 facts about The Boys in crisp, test-ready form. Brace yourselves for a brawl of brash brilliance about The Boys. Fact number 1. The Boys is a satirical, hyper-realistic deconstruction of superhero culture. It follows a vigilante team taking on Vought's flagship heroes, the Seven. In simpler terms, think of superheroes as celebrity politicians. Glossy in public, grim in private, and a scrappy team trying to expose it all. Test question. What is the name of the superhero team opposed by The Boys? Correct answer, The Seven. Memory aid. The Boys battle the Seven. Secrets are not heaven. Not. Now, let's shift gears to fact number 2. Eric Kripke developed the TV series for Amazon. He adapted the Garth Ennis and Derek Robertson comics while changing elements for realism and sharper satire. Here's the key point. Kripke keeps the spirit but trims the comic book excess. The result is grounded, pointed commentary. Test question. Who developed The Boys TV series? Bark here. Correct answer. Eric Kripke. Memory aid. Eric Kripke crafts. Comics 2 crafts. On to fact number 3. The property was once aimed at a film trilogy in the 2000s. That stalled, and Amazon then acquired and greenlit a high-budget series in 2017. Think about it this way. The move to streaming gave the story room to breathe, allowing more time for character arcs and scathing media satire. Test question. When did Amazon greenlight The Boys series? Oh. Correct answer. 2017. Memory aid. In 2017, Amazon's screen was keen. Alright, next up, fact number 4. Season 1 premiered in July 2019. The series is set to conclude with Season 5 premiering in April 2026. From a practical angle, that is a clean arc across multiple years with a clear end date. Test question, when did Season 1 of The Boys premiere? Correct answer, July 2019. Memory aid, July 2019. The Boys clicks. Let's keep it going with fact number 5. Amazon committed to at least 5 seasons early. Kripke later confirmed Season 5 as the planned finale. Here's where it gets interesting. Early runway means the writers could plant seeds and pay them off without stalling. Test question. How many seasons was The Boys planned to have? Correct answer, 5. Memory aid, 5 alive. The Boys thrive. Now listen, fact number 6. The show's political satire targets the nexus of celebrity, corporate power, and authoritarian tendencies. Homelander embodies those themes. The big idea is this. It is not just capes and carnage, it is how image-making and fear can sell power. Test question. What themes does The Boys' political satire target? Correct answer. Celebrity, corporate power, and authoritarian tendencies. Memory aid, celebrity and power tower. And the 7th and final fact, fact number 7. The franchise expanded into a shared universe with 7-on-7 in 2021, Diabolical in 2022, and Gen V in 2023, with Vought Rising planned for 2027. Let's clarify, these spin-offs fill gaps, test tones, and keep the main story world humming. Test question. What is the name of the spin-off series planned for 2027? Correct answer, Vought Rising. Memory aid. Vought Rising, 2027's surprising. Quick recap, let's roll through the questions so you can lock them in. What superhero team do The Boys oppose? Correct answer, The Seven. Who developed The Boys TV series? Correct answer, Eric Kripke. When did Amazon greenlight The Boys series? Minds. Correct answer, 2017. When did Season 1 of The Boys premiere? Lartandas. Correct answer, July 2019. How many seasons was The Boys planned to have? Walcorn. Correct answer, 5. What themes does The Boys' political satire target? Correct answer, celebrity, corporate power, and authoritarian tendencies. What is the name of the spin-off series planned for 2027? Correct answer, Vought Rising. That's it for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these details, you are ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. Let that sink in.